This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2020 Aquarius New Moon. The new moon takes place on January 24th, 2020, at 1:41 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4:41 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:41 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 4 degrees Aquarius, 21 minutes. Take a step back. Breathe. Step back further. Blink. Look around. Really look. That's it. Life looks different, doesn't it? That process is the gift and, to be honest, the mandate of the Aquarius New Moon. It is interrupting the intensity of recent weeks with a break in the ongoing dramas. They're not over, of course. They've got many, many more scenes to play out this year. And that break doesn't necessarily translate into a complete absence of drama. Some different and unexpected dramas may erupt even now. But drama is not the driving force for a change. It's in recent memory, it's looming on the horizon, it's startling us from left field, and yet the moon is removing us from ground zero. It is delivering a respite of breathing room, detachment, and objectivity. Qualities that come in handy in these days of a 24/7 news cycle, and qualities that may midwife a fresh look at what is going on. A new moon always starts a growth cycle. In the fixed air sign of Aquarius, the cycle is decidedly intellectual. The pairing and timing are astrologically appropriate. This new moon is the first after the reality-shaping Saturn-Pluto conjunction. Saturn, it's worth noting, is the traditional ruler of Aquarius and has a grandfathered role in this moon as it launches the phase of, what now? Hence the value of breathing room, distance, and objectivity. They won't merely lead to personal relief, but they also provide a vantage point for assessing recent events, not to mention our lives, our individuality, our networks, and our friends, the last three being in Aquarian domain. From that vantage point, we can look backward and ahead and at other directions we may not have considered. We have enormous developments to consider and process. The first half of this month put containment and structure on evolutionary changes that have long been in the works. Even if you made it through that gauntlet of change without turmoil and emotional outbursts, even if what you experienced was a way of being locking into place, you share the universal experience of emerging from a transition with the no-going-back quality of childbirth. This side of that divide challenges us to drop earlier dependent ways and step into personal responsibility and power. It's a heady and formidable prospect, and our minds are playing catch-up. It's as if we're butterflies fresh out of the cocoon and occupying ourselves while our wings dry by thinking about where we might go and with whom, and catching sight occasionally of the ruptured cocoon and maybe marveling that we ever fit in it and maybe not recognizing it at all. At times it may feel instead as if you're looking down on a wildly reshaped landscape after a natural disaster, say, from the tree you climb to safety, surveying the condition of the landscape and considering next steps in light of what you see. And what you see is in some way different from how it looked when you were next to it. This new moon is engineered for seeing things that escaped notice when we were in the thick of it. The new moon is tightly square the ruler of Aquarius, volatile, awakening Uranus, the agent of unpredictable change, an advocate of alternate viewpoints. The clash is a formula for shocks, surprises, monkey wrenches, and whiplash-inducing plot twists. They may expose you to different and unexpected drama while you're enjoying distance from the recent ones. Even if you get a shock, you may appreciate the Uranian bolts. Think of what it's like to watch lightning crackling through a stormy sky. The bolts have the power to light up the landscape in clarifying bursts, sometimes spotlighting one area, sometimes another. When they hit, they might zap a tree and blast away dead wood. They can also blast away other things that aren't dead, but whose destruction you're glad about, ultimately, once you get past the shock. What happens in a storm is happening in your mind and in your world. Uranian bolts are unlocking insights and epiphanies. They are revealing unexpected factors and options, and they will certainly energize you and get you thinking. Another type of help from above is available as well. Love, inspiration, and creativity in all their guises are in the air in a vibe like Valentine's ahead of schedule. Their two guardians, the rulers of earthly and higher love, Venus and Neptune, are moving into a conjunction. It's exact 3 days after the new moon, but the love goddess and the lord of glamour are close enough now to cushion reality with glitter and fairy dust and gauze over the lens. Sparking and pheromones are in the air, too. The two love guardians are in a feisty relationship with Mars, ruler of our drive, motivation, and sex. The clash adds to the air of excitement and doses it with desire for adventure, just plain desire. The new moon's objectivity will help you contemplate whatever sparking. Your vantage point has you looking at the long term, and some of what's in view looks appealing and durable. Venus is in a close opportunity aspect to Jupiter, the most expansive and beneficent influence in the sky. Some that glitters may actually be gold. We are at a unique moment in our lives. This new moon offers an elevated observation platform where you can review, observe, and watch the lightning. While you're up there, consider how you might proceed and set your intentions. And if ever you were going for radical, innovative goals, now's the time. A useful mantra for this moon phase, show me another way to look at this. You'll find more about this in my Astro Overview Guide for 2020, which is available at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my newsletter, listen to my weekly podcasts, help yourself to a bunch of other 2020 resources, and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. There's lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and in the group The Astro Insight Lounge, on Instagram at K.A. Beal, and on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.